From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and it's a joy having you listen to us again on this Saturday as we come to you with Life Change, the weekend edition. Last week, we spent some time talking to you about our new college, and I thought it would be good again to talk to you some more about that as we are starting into something very new and very unique here at our ministry with the Padrone Ministry College. Padrone Ministry College really comes to you after many years of prayer, after many years of serving the Lord through pastoring, overseeing an international state school association, and leading one of the oldest Bible colleges in America. It is now time to develop what we believe will be a legacy for the years to come. And our college is a school without walls, and it comes to you from the Dino Padrone Ministries Foundation. We have a huge vision and the plan is to take our years of ministry and develop a foundation that will leave a legacy to bless and benefit many others. And so we are so glad for this college that is beginning. We now have students. We have several students now joining us from Africa. We have students that are joining us from New York and Pennsylvania and Florida and several other places in our union. There's a number of dual credit students that we have, and we are so thankful for every one of them. And what we have been doing on our weekend edition is this will be the third program, talking to you about it because we want you to pray for us. Secondly, if you would like to become a part of our college as a student, we want to give you an opportunity to do that. Our faculty is full right now, but if you're interested in becoming a faculty member down the road, you can give us your credentials. And certainly for those who perhaps would like to help us involved with scholarships, we would be glad to have scholarships for some of the students that we have. Let me talk to you about what we consider our philosophy of education. We believe in providing academic excellence through online instruction and personal mentorship, preparing the next generation of pastors, Christian educators, and global ministry through missions. PMC desires all graduates to attain their goal of going into ministry by providing ministry career opportunities upon degree completion. It is a feeding institution for Christian schools and for churches and ministries and church planting, taking the Word of God the way it is to people where they are. It was my privilege to be the president of the Florida Association of Christian Colleges and Schools while I pastored a great church down in Florida. One of the things I noticed is that people were regularly calling our office and asking for school teachers, and they wanted to have good, solid Christian school teachers with a biblical worldview. And there were many of them, but just not enough. And we had calls that came in also from outside of the state of Florida. And then when it comes to pastors, the Wall Street Journal has recently put out some very interesting articles that since the pandemic, many are leaving the ministry and looking at different other things that they can be doing with their lives. So we're saying to individuals, what we want to do is that we want to help individuals to find their place in Christian ministry. So we are introducing to you, we are in our first semester of the Padrone Ministry College. We name it after our family, and it's a very simple name in Padrone Ministry College, because when people go into social media, there's not too many Padrones out there, and we are able to get up right away when people are looking for us. We believe in a calling for life. This is a core belief of what we believe. We're committed to offering a wonderful opportunity. We're committed to helping you find your calling, and that will lead you into life vocations. Often a call to ministry is interpreted as a minister to preach, and a call to preach is certainly found in numerous passages of the Bible. However, the preacher who is called to preach does not constitute the only call to ministry. There are three Greek words used in the New Testament that refer to a call of ministry, meaning servanthood. The first signifies one who serves. The second is a reference to a public officer fulfilling their responsibility. And the third is a nautical term of a seaman doing their part to help guide the ship. These three terms help to form the idea that everyone has the potential to utilize their God-given gifts to fulfill a life that will be satisfying and deeply fulfilling. So our on-kind college, which we call a school without walls, we are not planning on building buildings. We are not planning on doing anything like that. It's going to be an online college. We are looking for students who are unique. Utilizing the amazing world of social media, we present offerings in three areas of study. The first is for those who want to study the Bible, along with those who have a deep sense and desire for the ministry. As I mentioned with the Wall Street Journal article, it says, houses of worship fear clergy shortage as many resign during the pandemic. In religious groups across the country, members are stepping down from the pulpit. This slide has been happening for years. At our college, we are dedicating ourselves to those who want to know the Bible, plus preparing individuals for ministry in the local church. You may just want to study the Bible and get a better knowledge of the Bible. We have wonderful classes that are being offered. And the place to go to get the information, simply go to dinopadronministries.com and then go to the college, and all of the information is there on our webpage. The next area of concentration is education. As I mentioned to you earlier, for 10 years, I had the privilege of leading one of America's largest school associations. I quickly learned about the huge shortage of the school teachers with a biblical worldview. At our college, we plan on providing some of the finest educators in the field to prepare for a generation of educators. Then the third area is what we call global impact. Missions is rapidly changing. Research in areas of child development, global development of cultural changes, and church growth movements are opening a world of opportunities across the globe. We want our students to rise to the occasion of seeing the immense world that lies before them. This is a golden opportunity for many, many people. Now, there are some features to our college which are really unique, and I'm going to talk to you about them in just a moment. This is Dina Padron talking to you here from Delray Beach, Florida. And this is the Life Change Weekend edition of our broadcast. Monday through Friday, we teach the Bible. Then on Saturday, we talk about what's happening in the Christian world. And this is the third program we've done now on our college because we think it's important enough to spend time with you because we want to see this college really go on for the glory of God and training people. Now, there are several unique features to our college. The first is a commitment to global instruction, whereby a student can learn in a setting that provides dialogue with students literally around the world. The second feature is that the college is committed to a unique mentoring program, whereby each student will have a spiritual, academic, and vocational mentor. We have people that are now mentors, and they are training our students. In other words, faculty member teaches the student, but then the mentor makes sure that the student is at chapel, the student is asked spiritual questions like, how is your devotional life going? How are you growing in the Lord? Are you reading your Bible? What's your prayer life like? What are answers to prayers that you're having? And then also academically, they make sure that they do their homework and that they're fulfilling the responsibilities in the classroom. Then eventually we want to help them get a position in life where the Lord will use them in a great way. So we're very excited about this mentoring concept. There are some of you that may want to submit as a mentor. You say, what does it take to be a mentor? We're looking for experienced Christians. People have been in the faith and have grown in the Lord. They may or may not have a strong college education, but they are people that can help mentor. You have a gift of encouragement for people. We want to help our students step by step along the way. So the plan is to have each mentor fully vetted and qualified to enter into the life of a student. The threefold mentoring program, again, will set our college in a unique position to prepare for a generation of students who are ready with spiritual, academic, and vocational preparation. Then the third feature about our college is that it's under our foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit, which reaches people worldwide, providing relationship building through life groups, helping minister to those people with tools and resources through literature and education through online courses, conferences, trips, multimedia, in order to help individuals grow their faith and to live life to the fullest. So here's a unique situation, my friend, a unique college, It's something that is needed today. This is what we're doing. We're not going to be building buildings. We're not going to go into a different way. We believe this is a college for the future. This college is committed to using the online format for students. Online classes, you will find, are convenient for you. They are flexible for you, and they are affordable, having the potential to unlock learning opportunities and foster interaction. The student will learn self-disciplinary skills with access to mentors who will become life coaches to them. So if you're interested in our school, and I want to say this to you, our school is not for everyone. This skill will be for many who are looking for a unique opportunity, really in a pioneering environment. Our team is ready, able, and qualified to be a blessing to you. So I am very thankful for everyone who will come along as we find our calling in life together, and let's serve the Lord together. That's what we're doing here. These are what we believe in our educational program. First of all, our college has a desire to provide a high standard of integrity in our academic and professional studies. There's a desire to learn, dream, and grow together as a team, contributing to a helpful way to improve the knowledge and practice of our graduates to the people they were administered to and with. We believe we want to treat our students with respect, care, and a commitment to growth spiritually, academically, and mentally. The desire is to utilize education with the following to inculcate learning with experiences, moral development, the process of analytics where it fits, clarification based on truth, and action learning based on a biblical and spiritual environment. We are committed to a high standard of performance through online instruction. The faculty that we have put together are people that have done online. They are becoming very adept at online. We lose the blackboard system. It's one of the finest systems that's on the market today. And I want to tell you that we are very enthusiastic about what we're doing. The word enthusiasm really comes from two Greek words, en meaning in, and theos meaning God. It is our desire to impact spiritual growth through the scriptures and into the life of the students. We believe in providing this academic excellence through online instruction and personal mentorship, preparing the next generation. Christian educators and global ministry through missions will see a great difference in people's lives. We desire all graduates to attain their goal of going into ministry by providing ministry career opportunities upon degree completion. PMC is a feeding institution for Christian schools, churches, ministries, and church planning, taking the Word of God the way it is to people the way that they are. Now, some people say, well, you know, when you start schools like this, they don't continue like this. Let me tell you a little bit about what we believe at our college. We're going to do that in just a moment here. And as we talk to you about what we believe, I think you'll find that this is a basic and strong way to develop Christian education, to teach young people, and to help them to truly be growing in the Lord. So this is what we're looking at with what we believe. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dean Padron. I'm taking the entire program today to talk to you about our college. This will be the third time that we have done this, and we're doing it in different sequences. But again, if you'd like to have information, go to DinaPadronMinistries.com and then go to the college, the ministry, college ministry. It's all right there on the webpage. That's DinaPedrone Ministries, MinistriesDotcom. And go there and get the information. Now, here's what we believe so you know who we are. We believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testament are the very Word of God. They are verbally and plenarily inspired and inerrant in the original writings. The scriptures are the final authority in faith and practice. Again, we believe in both Old and New Testament. I know there's a departure today from the Old by some, and there are some that are questioning even the New. We believe that they are the very Word of God. We also believe in one God eternally existing in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each person has the same nature, attributes, and is perfect. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is God, and he is man. He is 100% God, and he's 100% man. He was begotten by the Father, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was born to the Virgin Mary. He is eternal with no beginning and no end. Jesus died for the sins of everyone and is the substitutionary sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. His body was crucified and he raised from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is our high priest, mediator, and advocate. This then, my friend, is what we believe about the Godhead, and this is what we believe about the Son, Jesus Christ. And then on the Holy Spirit is God. He was present and active as were the Father and Son in the creation. On the day of Pentecost, he came in a new way by indwelling every born-again Christian. His work includes, but is not limited to, restraining evil in the world, convicting people of sin, righteousness, and judgment, baptizing believers spiritually into the body of Christ, sealing them with their security, and empowering them to produce fruit in their life. The gifts of the Spirit include temporary gifts for the founding of the church. There are other gifts that are permanent and are utilized by the church age. Temporary gifts include prophecies, miracles, tongues, interpretation of tongues, apostleship, and healings. God can and does perform miracles as he so desires. And we believe very strongly in that. We believe that there are many passages in the Bible that teaches that. We also believe that humans are made in the likeness and image of God. The first human, Adam, sinned and thereby brought the judgment of God on humanity that is revealed in physical, spiritual, and eternal death. All human beings are born with a fallen nature, therefore are accountable for their sins and need to be born again. There are three institutions that present a divine order to regulate humanity. They are family, government, and the church. Likewise, each person's biological sexuality is appointed by God. We believe marriage is between one man and one woman. These are things that we believe and that we hold dear to our hearts here at Bedrow Ministry College. Another thing we believe is the church. The church universal began at Pentecost. It consists of those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The local church consists of a group of believers who are the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the church, and leadership is appointed based on the instructions given in the pastoral epistles. The church gathers for worship, prayer, fellowship, preaching, praising God, the proclamation of the gospel, the observance of the ordinances, and we believe the local church is so vitally important in our society. Even though attendance has gone down many places and there's a lack of clergymen available, we believe the most important thing that is in a community other than the family is the local church. And then finally, we believe in eternity. We believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ and that all individuals will spend eternity either in the everlasting conscience punishment of the lost or the everlasting conscious bliss of the just. So the Bible tells us that there is the punishment of the lost and there's the bliss of the just, eternity. And those are the things that we believe. And we believe these things because we believe they're straight from the Bible. They're very much a part of the Word of God. So we're talking to you today about our college, the college that God has raised up. We're very excited about it. We have our faculty chosen and ready to go. We have so many other things that are happening right now. In fact, today, as I'm speaking to you right now, we are preparing today for a very special occasion, which is the first annual golf tournament. This is being held at Martin Downs Golf and Country Club in Stuart, Florida. And we have a lot of people coming to this thing for the very first one. We're very excited about it. We have people actually flying in from various places to come and play in the golf tournament. It's going to be a very, very wonderful time here at our college. Now, let me talk to you just a little bit about what is offered here in the way of degrees. Church administration, mission work, and education are the focus in the BA in Christian ministry and certification in Christian ministry. Our college is approved by the state of Florida through the religious exemption. One central core value of this program is to provide the opportunity in a career upon graduation through our career center. These roles that we will be looking to fill are lead pastor, associate pastor, worship leader, Bible study leader, youth pastor, church ministry, children's pastor, family pastor, indigenous mission work, global impact in the mission field, church planting, director of a nonprofit, ministry development director, educational administrator, special education, elementary teacher, middle school teacher, high school teacher, online education. That is quite a lot that we're taking on immediately. And we have a board of directors that are well-known people in their fields. Our chairman is Dr. Jerry Traister. Jerry is well-known through the CBM Ministries. Dr. Bill Dykes, who is a well-known gospel singer for many, many years. Also, he's been a mortgage banker. Dr. Don Dean, a theologian. Pastors Bill Snyder and Pastor Danny King are part of our team, business people Andrew Cromwell, and attorney Cynthia Rodriguez. Other business people are Maurice and Peggy Tamayo. Olubami King is a very key individual, being on the board of directors, but also very much involved in helping us with the mentoring program. Our vice president of operations is Pastor Mike Sanders, vice president of academics, Dr. Joanna Oster. Academic dean is Amy Garvin. The chair of our pastoral department is Pastor Mark Chamberlain. The mission chair is Pastor Ron Susek, evangelist Ron Susek. Many of you know Ron. He's an international evangelist. We thank the Lord for him being with us. Student support mentor is Pastor Rick Ramsey. Student support mentor is Olubami King. They direct our mentors. And again, if you're interested in being a mentor, go to our webpage. And again, DinaPadronMinistries.com, and look up the Bible College, the Ministry College, and you'll get the information of what to do. Director of IT is Austin Sanders. Director of Business Office is Terry Sanders. And our faculty include people from various walks of life. Faculty from Grand Canyon University, Shippensburg University, University of Phoenix, Liberty University, Belmont, New York University, University of France, and University of Timișoara, Romania, Shippensburg University, just a number of other places, Summit University, Belmont. All of these places are part of where our faculty comes from, and we are so delighted that they are part of this college. So please go online and see the college if you are interested in becoming a student, if you are interested in being on faculty, if you are interested in being a mentor. There's a process that you have to go to. We're offering it to you. Right now we have our faculty full. We have our mentorships full. We are delighted for all the students that we have, but this will be growing. And again, we do this with 5 semesters throughout the year. As soon as the semester is over, they go into the next one as they wish. And it's all online. It's a school, a college without walls. Our mailing address is actually a virtual office that is in the area of Boca Raton, Florida. And so all of this is possible because what God has called us to do and the blessing of this wonderful program. I think you'll find the tuition is very reasonable. The tuition is very easy to do because it just isn't that difficult as we start off on these years together with the school. If you want to call us, the number is 855-855-822-4253, 855-822-4253. If you want information, go to info@ Padrone, P-E-D-R-O-N-E, ministry, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y, college, C-O-L-L-E-G-E.com. And you'll get all the information you need. We would love to have you become a part of us. The application is up and very clear in there. You can get benefits from scholarships that we are offering. And if you want more information about Padrone Ministry College, let us know about it. It is my heart and my desire, so you know where I'm coming from in this, that there have been many times that colleges have been centered on the Bible. And because of finance, because of influence of faculty or trustees, they waver away from that. And it is our goal to start this college because, frankly, every generation needs new colleges because of what I just said. There are many who used to be Bible colleges started by ordained clergymen. And because of various things that happen, things change. There's a great book called The Dying of the Light by James Burchell. If you ever see it, I would encourage you to get it and read it. And you'll read the story of how many Bible colleges turn into something else. Now, if that's God's will, that's up to them. But the fact is, we still need ministry colleges. We desperately need them. And that's on my heart, as well as our board of directors, and on the hearts of those who are with us. So thank you so much for listening in. This is the third time that we presented an issue about our college because we want you to know about it. Thank you pretty much for listening to us about this today. And do go online, Padrone Ministry College, and simply get information. And we'll be glad to connect with you about it. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, Monday, join us for our program, Monday through Friday, dealing with what the Bible is teaching us, Life Change Today.
You've been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. That's dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.